Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
All the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
Pump day.
Tomorrow is a historic day around here. Banners fly forever. There will be one at the Juice Box, a new one. The second World Series banner will be raised up. The Astros will be champions forever in baseball. Perhaps most importantly in the big picture, baseball will never be the same again. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. It's going to be a same old team, kind of, minus Jose Altuve and minus Michael Brantley. But it's going to be a different sport tomorrow. And this is a big, big day locally, and it's a big day nationally because baseball has needed significant changes for a long time. And we talk about speeding up the game. We talk about marketing. We talk about all these things. And now baseball, this appears to be the most intense effort that baseball has made to improve the game, improve what people have been complaining about for a long time. And tomorrow is going to be a historic day in more ways than one.
We all agree it's changes for the good, right? Because your instinct, your instinct immediately, oh, they're changing this, is kind of to kind of bow up, you know, and like, well, I don't know. Why are you changing it? I don't know anyone. I mean, I'm sure there's some out there. You've seen some stories here and there and tweets, et cetera. This is good. It's going to make it faster. It's going to make it higher scoring, a little more action. I frankly love it, and I think fans, as you settle in to the season, are going to love it as well. I'm sitting here trying to think. You're better at this than me. Of like things that we were initially against, but you know, ultimately proved like, you know what, it's not that bad a deal. In fact, it's better. Like maybe NIL was one that came to mind.
But I was always for that.
Yeah, but I'm saying to a lot of people, oh, you're paying the player. No, man, it's good. Look at the Final Four. NIL has a big hand in the teams that are here because there's transfers on these teams. There's players that are getting opportunities that they wouldn't have elsewhere. You know, something like that. I think baseball's in the same boat.
Yeah, baseball is a regional sport. Let's just be honest. It's a regional sport, and when the Astros are doing what they're doing right now, it's great around here. Baseball needs to expand a little bit, and this is going to be the effort. This is going to be the last-ditch effort. It's going to make watching baseball even more exciting, and we'll see what happens there. Meanwhile, NFL owners' meetings going on. Cal McNair going to speak today. I think we might hear from Cal McNair today, or
Cal McNair, where the hell are you? What you hiding for?
He's at the owners' meetings. He's not hiding. He'll be there.
Not hiding.
And we'll hear what Cal McNair has to say. Probably a little bit more of a confident Cal McNair, I would say.
He is very smart.
Compared to the last couple of years. So we'll hear what Cal McNair has to say. DeMeco Ryans has already spoken. He's had some interesting stuff to say about the philosophy and culture building and all that type of stuff. Cal McNair.
A linebacker from the Jets who's a tackling machine.
Except he wasn't.
Now, we love these drops. Even Cal loved these drops. What happened when he came into studio, Figgy?
He asked where was his tackling machine drop at.
Yeah, he wanted to hit the button himself. I'm interested. You know, he's been more loose, more approachable, a little more candid. Are we going to see that today? Are people going to start? Because he has a reputation as not, you know, being the best public speaker and maybe a little awkward and all that stuff. Are we going to see a better, fresher Cal McNair today?
Let's go.
I mean, what's he going to be at? He's going to be asked about D'Amico Ryans. He's going to, I mean, what are you going to press him on right now? It does seem like the...
What's the drama?
Yeah, what's the drama? There's well, no, I'm talking about just no Deshaun Watson. No, I'm just saying like where...
His presentation,
yeah,
so to speak.
Well, he... Maybe just the product itself makes him a little bit more confident.
That's true.
Like, it was indefensible the last couple of years where this franchise was. Maybe he's just a little bit more proud of the product.
Yeah.
It's possible. But I don't expect him to go up there and, you know, own the room or anything.
He's not gonna, chew leather. Go ahead.
Yeah. He's not going to, you know, just wow the crowd. He's not going to be like a stand-up comic or anything. But I'm thinking... He might just be more comfortable and a little more approachable. And like I said, the presentation might be a little smoother. And that's what I'm looking forward to. And plus, you know, I'm sure he has a lot to say that he's going to be asked. He probably will be asked as well about the quarterback position as the owner. He probably will be asked about D'Amico. So it'll be interesting to see.
You have those tight lips. Very, very tight lips. He will speak. It's a historic week. We got the Final Four coming to town on Saturday. J-Lo. You were mad at me for something I said yesterday.
All right, you want to go there?
Let's go there. Let's go.
You want to go there, Figgy?
Let's go. In the words of Calvin there, let's go.
All right. All right.
Let's go.
713-572-4610. And Figgy, have your finger on the button. Have your finger on the slime ball button.
Oh, Lopez just ruins every bit we have.
So... Minding my own business. I think I was outside with Gibson trying to make sure he could walk. Scrolling through Twitter. And somebody, I think it was Sean was the initial one. Sean Bajani also got in on it. Talking about, you know, these tickets for the Final Four are at $100 or less. Actually, that's what it was. They were retweeting Darren Rovell. And Sean said, I can smell my hundo now or something to that effect. Sean Bajani said something very, very similar. And my response was, I think it actually helps me. Affordable tickets means more purchasers, potentially.
Now, to pull back the curtain, Lopez said that he would give, not a bet, he would give me, Sean Pendergast, and Sean Bajani $100 each if Saturday's Final Four wasn't full.
Right. And I'm not the arbiter. This is key. Remember this. I didn't say I was going to determine whether it was full or not. I said, you pick. Then I suggested our program director, Parker. And you said, cool. So Parker's going to look at the crowd probably, you know, late in the first game, early in the second game when everybody's there that would be there and determine whether it's, quote, full. You know what this son of a bitch across from me did, Figgy?
What did he do?
I have the tweet in front of me. He said, well, first of all, let me go back for a second. What is the single most slimy, sorry, worst thing that someone who gambles or places money out there can be called? What's the worst thing they can be called? A mooch. A stiff. A welcher.
So in the words of like... Not paying you or paying the bet off?
Not paying the bet off. Here's the tweet. Quote, there is zero chance that a penny is seen by any of us, no matter what happens. And I was like legitimately, I know it's Landry and he likes to tweak me and likes to turn my words upside down and all that other stuff. So part of me was like, okay, that's just Landry being Landry and poking fun. But this is a public forum. In a public forum, he called me a welsher on my stake here. And I'm like, seriously? Seriously. And by the way, not only am I not a welsher, I have a long record with you, in fact, of paying off every single bet I've ever made And even when I win bets, unless it's like for $1,000 or $500 or something, if it's a $20 bet, even when I win bets, and I know I've done this with you too, I say, don't worry about it. I'll just revel in the victory.
And that's what I'm saying here. I really don't want your money on this. Because it was
not what it sounded like.
Well, it's the stupidest bet of all time. And I also think that you would try to slick your way out of this. Arbiter or not, there would be an argument. Oh, it was actually full. It was actually full. I feel like you would try to slick your way out of this one. I don't need $100. I don't want $100 for something this silly. It's that bad of a bet. I don't want it.
Oh no. This sounds like a slime ball nomination.
Slime me.
Don't want it.
That's not what you said.
Don't want it.
And by
because I know where it's going to go, but I feel like I'm sacrificing my 100 for Pendergast and Bajani's 100 here. Because it would have been debated if I hadn't done that. It would have been, it was full. It was full. And it would have been exhausted.
Well, of course it's going to be debated. That's what we do. But if Parker said, you know what, I think it was full, then I don't pay you. If he said, you know what, that wasn't close to full, you don't think I would give you each $100?
No.
You don't think that?
No.
With my record that I just laid out?
No.
I pay off every single
bet. But every bet that you make isn't open for interpretation. And the one thing about you is you'll dig in and you will keep pushing, pushing, pushing. And that's what would happen here. This is not an open for... This one is open for interpretation because we're going to look and say, does it look full? And then they'll be, well, it was full where it wasn't full. It's not like a this team's going to beat this team type of thing.
But that's us arguing, and I fully expect that to happen. But if Parker said it's not full,
you would say, yes, it was.
Of course I would say that. But,
yeah.
but would
and
I not,
then what?
But would I not pay off the bet?
I don't know. If you were saying yes, it was, I don't know. I don't know if you
if
would
If Parker
not.
Says it's not full, Figgy... You know, I have never, ever, ever not paid a bet.
Well, like I believe you
this
would
one's
pay.
This open for interpretation.
Yeah,
though.
I would believe you paid a bet, but if you honestly felt like it wasn't,
of course
it was
I would
full,
argue it. I would.
Would
argue
you
it.
Pay the bet if you felt like it was full?
If Parker said it's not full, if that's the judge, that's the scoreboard. If you want to use like you know game analogies, the scoreboard is Parker. If he says it wasn't full, I would pay. Now I would argue probably if I thought it was close, but I would pay. In a public forum, not even playing radio here. Throw me out there as a welcher, as
you
a
just
mooch.
Take, you just take me out of this bet.
As a stiff.
You just take me out of this bet.
I'm not taking you out of this
I'm
bet.
I'm good. I'm good on this. I'm good on this one. This is y'all's bet. I'm out on it.
You're in.
No,
you're,
I
don't have
want,
a choice.
So how do you – I ain't trying to get in this, but how do you determine if it was full
That's
or not?
What Parker,
like, are
Parker
we,
does it.
Common sense.
Are we looking at
it's
ticket
usually,
sales?
It's usually common sense, but this is just going to be a Lopez digging in and arguing.
Is it wanna, the eye test?
I do that 5 days a week. I don't want to do this on Saturday. I have to deal with Lopez digging in on stuff. I don't want to do it on Saturday. So I'm trying to bail on it. I don't want to do this. I don't want an open for interpretation bet. I have to do this. 20 hours a week, I want to just chill, watch some hoop. I'm out of this bet. Don't give me $100. Give Figgy $100 if it's there. Give Figgy my $100. You got it, Figgy. You deserve it. You can have it. I'm not partaking
How about
this?
You just stay in the bet, and then if you win, just slide me the 100.
He can give you the 100. I'm out.
We have.
I'm not doing this.
Here's the thing.
I'm not doing this.
But that has nothing to do with what you did, what you said. And again, Parker is the scoreboard. I'm going to abide by the scoreboard like I always do when I always pay my bets.
No, you pay your bets when there's no interpretation and there's no wiggle room.
But
there's
there
no
won't
arbiter.
Be.
But there's no arbiter needed here. Like, there's no arbiter. Sean, he's going to hold you to it. He's got you. Give Sean the 100. Give Bajani 100. Give Figgy my 100. I don't want to partake in this. I'm out. To quote Shark Tank... Call me Mr. Wonderful. I'm out.
You can say what you want, but there's going to be, if Parker determines, the scoreboard determines that it was not full, there's going to be a $100 bill right in front of you on Monday.
I'm out. Don't give me nothing. I'm okay.
That was low, man. That was sorry. Figgy, let's just talk about that. Calling me a welcher on Twitter.
Damn, man.
Man. When he knows better...
I just think it was such a dumb bet that it's insane to make. With no, there's no like.
I'm confident.
Consequence.
In it. I'm confident that it's going to be.
There's
full.
No consequence. It's just the, throwing $300.
Hey,
there.
Don't tell my bank. There's no consequence.
$300. Good Lord.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. 713-572-4610. Final four coming to town in 2 days. We got a nice little all staff meeting today.
Yeah.
After the show.
Yeah, the whole, they're all going to come from their living rooms and offices to the office, and we're going to have a meeting.
Right down the hall.
Right down the hall.
It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
How many questions are you going to ask?
None.
Yeah. Biggie, how many questions are you going to ask?
None.
Will Sean ask a question?
Maybe.
Will Seth ask a question?
No. Who asks the most questions?
Out of us?
No, the building. It's got to be someone in sales, right?
No, it's not.
No?
It's not.
It's somebody at another station.
It's one of the guys that has the most momentum right now.
Nick Russo.
Yeah.
Russo. And Russo's the man. Like, Russo is one of the top personalities in town. I don't know how he's even still walking after everything he did during the rodeo, but Nick Russo's the question asker. Yeah. Zero doubt. He is the extended, is the meeting extender like crazy.
Who was the question asker of 610, though?
Sean. No? Who am I?
I will probably say Clint. I feel like Clint would throw a question
Clint
in there.
Clint or Sean. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Sean's more of they ask him.
No, Sean asks questions because Sean is a very thoughtful person. And, like, he's unafraid to just, like, wait a minute. Let me ask about that.
I think he would do that if we had our own personal meeting just with the 610 people.
Yeah.
But a big company meeting, I feel like we all stay a little quiet.
No, I think we would all stay mostly quiet, but if anybody would, it would be Sean.
I like these meetings, though.
I do, too.
Goodbye.
And
good
it's
energy.
Always nice to see people get appreciated for their work. I bet you Figgy wins another award.
They giving away awards?
Yeah. Aren't they doing the, what's it called, Figgy?
Superstar?
Rockstar.
I don't think the Rockstar is this one.
Oh, it's not?
I don't think so. Maybe it is.
Yeah, I don't know. I know they have a dip contest. I didn't know it was a contest.
Skull, Copenhagen. How far you can spit? Can you drink a beer while you're dipping? That kind of dip contest?
Nah, like a chip and dip.
Oh, chips and dip. Did you bring your famous jalapeno popper dip?
I did.
Atta baby. Atta baby.
You think Figgy's maybe bringing this a little too often? You think Figgy's kind of...
No, it's delicious.
So I actually didn't know it was a dip contest today.
Figgy's brought this dip now twice this month.
Quarter one Rockstar will be announced.
Okay, so there we go.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's going to be Russo.
But he won the last one.
Deserves it again.
I'm going to say Figgy because he's on a roll. Figgy's on a roll.
I'm going to say it's going to be Russo or...
I'm going to say Engineer.
Engineering always
they win it every year.
Engineering should
win
it all the time.
They
win it a lot and they deserve it.
Engineering should get it.
They had to go and stay Warriors
every single time. By the way, I do owe Wade Smith a bottle, so there is that. So I've had a bet with Smitty for a while. I never see the guy.
Oh, you welched on the bet, huh?
I owe him some.
I would
Henny.
Never put that out there.
No, I owe him some Henny.
I certainly wouldn't put it out there.
No doubt, I owe him some Henny.
Yeah,
there is no doubt. About that. Maybe the 100 can just go towards the Henny.
There, now you want it
and
again.
Figgy can keep the change.
Yeah, I told you.
Coming up, could this be a nightmare for the Texans? How the Colts could end up with the best player in the NFL draft and Lamar Jackson next.
How about that?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.